I think, as sort of Dee said, I think actually thinking of it as being kind of like an online diary is useful in some kind of basic ways, in that, like a diary, blogs are often updated regularly and periodically. It doesn't have to be every day or anything like that, but generally people update blogs on a sort of reasonably sort of regular basis. Maybe unlike a diary, it can contain things like text, but also images, sound, or video. And that might be quite interesting if you're, probably all of you are also, you know, maybe dealing with interesting documents, or those of you who are working on allotments have opportunities to produce video and sound and things like that. A blog can be a good way, a good place to present what you're turning up. And Linda's blog has lots of nice photos of it, doesn't it? Which makes it more interesting than just sort of a collection of text. The other kind of technical term is that the sort of the entries that people put on blogs are often called blog posts. So that's your kind of your equivalent of sort of the diary entry, if you like. The individual pieces of writing are usually called blog posts, and they usually have some kind of date stamp, so you know when they're uploaded, when they're placed on the internet. And blog posts are usually quite short. As with most of the internet, people sort of increasingly short attention span nowadays. It's not common for people to write sort of 8,000, 10,000 word blog posts. We're normally talking sort of hundreds of words, you know, rather than thousands, which is again where all the video and pictures and that. Yeah, so there's sort of a few things coming through from this discussion. We've talked about how. I think someone highlighted the way that Cynthia's post is written in kind of an interesting and in a sort of an engaging way. It's not sort of using really long, complex sentences, and it's not sort of going on forever and ever. It's a reasonably short piece of writing. So again, that's what we're seeing here, how blogs are not really are very different from things like books, which are, you know, much more substantial pieces of writing, which maybe you'd set out an argument over the course of a whole chapter or something like that. Blogs are really geared to the kind of the modern age of, you know, trying to catch people's attention and putting ideas down in a fairly concise way. But it's not on the level of Twitter, which is, you know, only using 140 characters and really saying very little at all. Because you've got such a small
spot. A lot, but in short,
maybe, yeah. That's So, yeah, it depends on your view, doesn't it? I don't tweet, so. So this isn't really sort of a propaganda session for telling you about the advantages of blogging. One of the things that's quite important is to consider, you know, is this something you really want to do? Or, you know, are there other things which you think it might be worth ploughing your resources to instead of this? That's something which you need to sort of decide for yourselves. What I'm going to do is talk a bit about maybe what some of the advantages of blogging are. I've got some more detail on this on the following pages, but I think that some of the sort of key advantages are blogging is relatively easy. It's quite simple to set up a blog. Blogging is informal. Most of these posts here, you know, they're not sort of badly written or anything like that, but they're not written in a very sort of pompous, sort of highbrow style. They're just written in sort of ordinary, everyday English, so it's not something which is, you know, intimidating to do. Blogging is more flexible than print. We've talked about how, sort of Linda was saying, you know, how people don't read through blogs in a linear way. You can kind of go all over the place. You can include things like images and video and sound, which you can't include a video in a book very easily. Also, blogging can be collaborative. And I think people already asked that, haven't they? What you can do is sort of sign up several people with different accounts to your blog. Most of the sort of the key blog providers like Blogger and WordPress, who I've mentioned on your handout, will give you this feature where different people can add posts, and those will appear, you know, John Smith wrote this post on the 20th of May, I don't know, Steve Jones wrote this post on the 10th of May, that sort of thing, so it'll be clear to your readers who's writing what. So it can be useful in that respect, it's collaborative. Blogs are generally ongoing. That's something we've talked about. They're like diaries, and they are generally sort of periodical in some sense. There may be a time when your blog sort of comes to an end, which is fine. You decide to draw things to a close. So, you know, blogs don't go on in perpetuity. You can. That's a decision you have to make. Do we want this blog, you know, standing there archived or what?
Can you actually kill it?
Yeah, you can delete them fairly easily. Blogs are free. There are sort of services that you can pay for. If you're really serious, you can hire a web designer to design your own customized blog, and you can pay for your own web server to host your blog and all that sort of stuff. But generally, if you wanted to sort of get started, blogs are free services, and the providers I've put on your handout are free services.
And can I just say that I use Blogger, so Google Blogger, and it's a template system where when you're in the design side of it, you say, okay, that's where the text is going to be, that's where I want to put the title. So the things down the side of mine, like there's a picture of me, and then the bit of writing, and then, oops, and then at the bottom there's a map. There are all little spaces for me to drop things into. So they've got what they call widgets. So, you know, if you want to put put title here, put picture here. So you just, it's really simple.
So you don't have to be a web designer to
design
things, do you? No, other than sort of doing things like adding a photograph, maybe, but that's not so difficult. Mm-hmm. The final reason why you might be interested in blogging is that by having a web presence, that can attract people to actually join your project or actually attract interest in your project. So blogs will have a comment feature normally. You can put, you know, an email address or contact details on your blog, and you may find that actually drives a lot of interest. People will find out about your blog and then become interested in the topic, and then you know, take their interest from there. That's something you may very well find out. So that's another reason why this is sort of maybe worth doing or worth thinking about. So in terms of why is it that blogging is easy, I think the really important thing to understand, and this is kind of what Linda was just saying actually, is that the content of your blog and the design of your blog are separate. So if you want to sort of update your blog, what you don't have to do is sit down and design an entire website. Or if you want to add a new blog post, what you don't have to do is sit down and redesign your website from scratch or anything like that. What you have is a separation of the content, so the posts and the text and the images that you're adding on one hand, and the design, so the layout of the blog and that sort of thing on the other hand. So that does make it quite easy, because it's very hard to kind of break your blog or ruin your blog for this reason, in that you have a separation. So what I'm really getting at is that actually, if you just want to add a post, and I'll show you an example of an interface of a blogging website in a minute, it's really just like writing an email. So you type the text in the box, you give it a title, and then instead of clicking send, you click publish, and it appears on your blog. So it's very similar to giving an email, to sending an email. It's also very easy to tweak the design of the blog. That's kind of what Linda was just saying, that most of these blogs will have all the design provided for you, but there are little bits of it which you can just kind of, you know, tweak or adjust. So you can change the title of the blog, or you can rearrange the items in the sidebar or something like that, without having to be a web designer and completely changing the entire thing. So that's one of the big advantages, and that which makes it easy. Also makes it so this is a screenshot of this software, which is sort of under the bonnet, if you like. So if you had a blog, and this is one that I sort of just created as an example, if you had a blog, you can actually go in to sort of with your account, you know, you put your password in, you log in, and it will give you an interface similar to this, where you can actually type in and create posts. So this is just a screenshot of the Blogger service, which is on your handout, which is one of these free services. And you can see that it is quite similar to sending an email. You have a text box here in which you can type in your text. You can see I've just put in some random nonsense, Lauren Ibsen text, which is quite well known. You have a an opportunity to put in the title of the post here, which I've unimaginatively called title of post. And when I've done that, it would just be a case of clicking publish, and that would go live then to the internet. So it's very similar.
How about getting an image into that?
These things do make it very easy as well. You can see here, there's like a little icon that's actually a picture of an image. If you were to click that, it would give you a pop-up which would enable you to upload an image from your computer. If you want to include a link, there's a link button. This thing there is like a clipboard you may not be able to see, so that's for uploading a video. And you can see here, much like for those who use sort of Microsoft Word or whatever, you've got, if you want bold text, italic text, underlined text, crossed out text, change the font colour, that sort of thing. So it's fairly simple to do, which is good.
You can also do things in advance and just save them. So I've usually got a couple of things that are in draft form while I find the right photograph or just double check with the person. Have I got that date right? So I'll give somebody a ring. You said you came in 1943, is that right? So it's usually, and then just when you're ready, then you do them.
Yeah.
So sometimes you've got more time to do the writing, but you know you only want to do once a week, say.
Oh, yeah.
So you just get the work done and then just post it, publish it when you're ready.
You can see here there's a save button. You can see that there. So if you've been sort of drafting something and you don't want it to go live on the internet, you can click save and come back to it. And then when you're finished, then you can click publish and then it will go online.
And the preview is really useful as well, because when you've dropped photographs and things in, of course it shunts text down and actually to preview it. That's it, that's gone too far, I just want to bring it back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That photograph would be better down there. So you're in and out of that all the time, just double checking.
Yeah, you do get used to it. But I'm not trying to kind of give propaganda here or anything. That although it's easy, it's not foolproof by any stretch of the imagination. It's not a perfect system at all, particularly when you start doing things like including photographs and stuff like that. Sometimes the formatting can not be how you want it to look and you just can't figure out how to get it right.
So
that was the thing that I really wanted just to finish off by thinking about, is that we've kind of talked about some of the advantages of blogging. I was mentioning things like, it's free, it's collaborative, that sort of thing. It's informal, which can be good. Can anyone, think of any possible sort of disadvantages of doing it, or reasons why maybe you wouldn't be so interested in doing it?
Depending on what you're writing, it can be quite time consuming.
Mine
gets time consuming because I interview people, then I write what they said, and then I go back and check it. So it might be a couple of weeks before I can kind of get back to them again.
Yeah.
But if it was just what I was writing in my head, it'd be really quick.
Yeah.
I want to say this today. There's my picture. This is the latest update of what's happening with the allotment. Photograph, bang.
Done.
And if you want to make any comments, you'd have to email Linda. If you wanted to comment on something you've got on the blog.
It's
not the time, it's not something else I'll show you how to do now, but generally there's a little sort of form underneath. It's just a case of writing in your name and then the text and clicking post. It's very simple. That's one advantage, is that these things do take time. Maybe not the same amount of time as writing a sort of 300-page book or something, but they do take time, sometimes quite a considerable amount of time. So if you are thinking about doing a blog, that might be one of the things to consider. What exactly is it you're going to talk about? Are you going to make it very, very personalised, which might make it quite easy, or are you going to try and really bring in media and get other people involved and that sort of thing, kind of what it sounds like Linda is doing, which could potentially be quite a big sort of drain on time. Potentially.
My next thing, we've done some video recordings, because all my conversations are transcribed, and then I've got to try and read my own writing. And so we started videoing people, but then that's a new jump in my learning. That, I mean, Colin downstairs has talked to me about how to do it, but it's gone in one ear and out the other. I need to try it again. It's like putting clips, cutting clips out of a video and working it out and then posting it. That's my next thing. So there are a lot of opportunities with it. You can just keep learning more and more. But it can be really, really simple. A photograph and five lines. Just an update on what you're doing.
Yeah, I think maybe one of the other disadvantages, or one of the other things to think about critically, is What is the audience that you're trying to target here? Kind of like what we were talking about earlier on. You know, the first thing you do before putting on your museum display is thinking, you know, what is the purpose of this and who am I trying to target? If you're trying to target children under the age of 5, then probably a blog is not going to be very useful because they probably can't read.
Oh, I don't know. They're better on the internet than
Well, yeah. So that sort of thing, really. That would be one of the things you would need to think through. Is it worth me putting the time into doing this if I'm not going to target the audience that I want to target? Or you could think about, you know, how am I going to promote my blog to these people? You know, are you going to start adding your blog address to sort of other promotional materials? Are you going to send an email around or a newsletter around? Are you going to use social media like Facebook and Twitter and whatever to promote your blog? How are you going to do that? That's another thing. You know, some of you might not see that. Some of you might not see that as a big problem. Others might think, actually, you know, I've got better things to be doing than that. It's up to you. Yeah. Just the final thing is that, as with anything to do with the internet, you have to remember that what goes on the internet will not come off the internet. You know, so there are issues to do with privacy and copyright and all that sort of stuff as well that you need to be aware of. As I'm not a lawyer, I cannot advise you on that. So it's another responsibility which you need to take on board for yourselves. So again, that's something you need to consider against, you know, the more negative side of the equation of, you know, is a blog worth it? I mean, you can delete posts, you can edit posts, and you can delete your blog, but you never know who's made a backup copy.
Once it's there, it's there.
Yeah, so you have to work on the principle that once it's there, it's not coming off the internet. You know, that is the principle I think you need to work with.